You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 432, covering week 38, September 15th to 21st, 2025. Nick Vellenhofer has announced his resignation as the libxml2 maintainer. Nick had been involved with libxml2 since 2016, was added to the maintainers list in 2022, and since then has remained virtually the only active developer. The project is now without a maintainer. The libxml2 library is used in operating systems and products from Apple, Google, and Microsoft. Open source packages that include libxml2 as a dependency include GNOME, XFCE, Mate, Cinnamon, Budgie, LibreOffice, Epiphany, Libvirt, Bind, VirtualBox, LLDB, Flatpak, Evolution, Clang Tools, XSLT Proc, PostgreSQL, Apache HTTPD, Zipper, and Scribus. Before announcing his departure, Nick published libxml2 2.15.0 and promised to fix regressions by the end of the year. The new version disables Python and Schematron bindings by default. Reading compressed data in the parser is now only possible with the xml_parse_unzip option. The HTML serialization and character encoding handling code has been brought closer to the HTML5 specification. API documentation generation has been transitioned to Doxygen. Jonathan Riddell announced his resignation from the KDE development team. Jonathan has been with KDE since 2000. He is also known as the creator of the KDE Neon distribution and the Kubuntu project. The decision was made due to disagreements over profit sharing, employee rights, and management structure at Tech Paladin, a company founded by former Blue Systems employees after that company's closure. Jonathan wrote that he had lost friends, colleagues, his job, his career, and his family while trying to do something good for the community and would now try his hand at being a digital nomad. Engineers at AMD have announced the end of development of the AMD VLK project, which developed an open-source driver for the Vulkan graphics API built on top of the AMD Platform Abstraction Library. AMD VLK was created by AMD for its proprietary AMD GPU-Pro driver suite, but was later converted to an open-source project. In parallel, the community has been developing the initially open-sourced RadV driver since 2016, which is part of the Core Mesa distribution. The discontinuation of AMD VLK is due to AMD's new Vulkan driver unification strategy, under which AMD will focus on developing a single high-performance code base and provide full official support for the RadV driver. David Ehrlich welcomed AMD's decision and expressed hope that the company will provide additional engineering resources for the RadV project and share information on technical details. The F-Heroes 2 project has a new version out. It recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic 2 game engine. The project code is written in C++ and is licensed under the GPLv2. To run the game, you need game resource files, which can be obtained from the original Heroes of Might and Magic 2. The project includes a script for automatically downloading and extracting resources from the demo version of the game, which are sufficient for full functionality. They have a whole list of new features at the link provided in the show notes. Oracle has released Java SE 25, which uses the open-source OpenJDK project as its reference implementation. Other than the removal of some deprecated features, Java SE 25 maintains backward compatibility with previous releases of the Java platform. Most previously written Java projects will run unchanged under the new version. Ready-to-install builds of Java SE 25 are available for Linux, x86-64, ARCH64, Windows, x86-64, and macOS, x86-64, and ARCH64. Java SE 25 is an extended support release with updates continuing until 2033. Java SE 17 and 21 will also continue to be supported as long-term support branches, with updates continuing until 2029 and 2031, respectively. Extended support for Java SE 8 and 11 LTS branches will continue until 2030 and 2032. The GNOME project unveiled GNOME 49. The release is named Brescia after an Italian city that hosted this year's GWADEC. Showtime replaces the longstanding Totem as the default GNOME video player app, bringing a sleek, modern experience built on GTK 4 and Libed Weta instead of Totem's aging GTK 3 base. The new video player prioritizes a distraction-free viewing experience. Its chromeless window hides controls during playback and fades them back in only when needed. It supports essential features like adjustable playback speed, multiple audio and subtitle tracks, rotating video, and screenshot capture, all the core functionality users expect. Papers replaces the long-serving Events as the default document viewer. Originally based on Events code, Papers delivers a modernized design built with GTK 4 and Libed Weta. Papers brings improved performance and a refreshed user interface, with a streamlined PDF annotation feature being one particular highlight. It supports viewing, searching, annotating, and organizing formats like PDF, DJVU, TIFF, and comic book archives with added features such as digital signature integration. Calendar's interface has undergone significant accessibility enhancements for people with disabilities. These improvements have reached a level that allows us to confidently announce that Calendar is now accessible to individuals who rely exclusively on keyboard navigation, as well as those who use assistive technologies. The most visible change is the reorganized interface, which is now more flexible and allows the window to adapt to different window sizes. It also makes it possible to manually hide the sidebar, which is ideal for smaller screens or tiled windows. StartWine-Launcher Release 4.11 has been published, an application designed to run Windows-based programs and games on Linux systems. The primary goal of StartWine-Launcher's development was to simplify the process of creating Wine prefixes, sets of Windows libraries and dependencies required for Windows applications to run on Linux for beginners. StartWine-Launcher is written in Python and licensed under the GPLv3 license. The interface is based on the GTK library. Systemd258 has been released. Key changes include the removal of support for cgroups v1 and systemd style system management components, new utilities systemd factory reset and systemd pty forward, the concept of home areas, and support for booting into a disk image obtained via HTTP. Ton Rosendahl announced at the Blender conference that he is stepping down as the head of the Blender Foundation, a position he held for the past 30 years. Following his departure, Rosendahl will take a seat on the newly formed Blender Foundation Supervisory Board. The stated reason for his departure is a desire to hand over leadership to a talented young team who can develop the project into the next decade. Effective January 1, 2026, the responsibilities of Chairman of the Board of Directors and CEO will be transferred to current COO Francesco Sidi, who has been involved with the Blender Foundation since 2012 and has held numerous roles, including animator, web developer, pipeline developer, producer, manager, head of Blender Studio, and COO. Additionally, the appointment of Sergei Sharabin as head of development, Dale Falinto as director of product development, and Fiona Cohen as COO has been announced. GNUNet 0.25, a framework for building security centralized P2P networks, has been released. Networks built with GNUNet have no single point of failure and can guarantee users' privacy, including preventing potential abuse by administrators with access to network nodes. GNUNet supports P2P networks over TCP, UDP, HTTP/HTTPS, Bluetooth, and WLAN, can operate in F2F friend-to-friend mode. NAT traversal is supported, including using UPnP and ICMP. A distributed hash table can be used for addressing data locations. Tools for deploying mesh networks are provided. Reclaim ID, a decentralized service for exchanging identification attributes using GNU name system and attribute-based encryption, is used for selectively granting and revoking access rights. The system is characterized by low resource consumption and uses a multiprocess architecture to ensure isolation between components. Logging and statistics collection tools are provided. For end-user application development, GNUNet provides a basic C API and bindings for other programming languages. Vivaldi 7.6, a proprietary browser developed using the Chromium engine written by the former Opera Presto developers, has been released. The project distributed changes to the Chromium codebase under an open-source license. The browser interface is written in JavaScript using the React library, Node.js, Browserify, and various ready-made NPM modules. The interface implementation is available in source code but under a proprietary license. The project aims to create a customizable and functional browser that preserves user privacy. Key features include a tracking and ad blocker, note, history and bookmark managers, a private browsing mode, end-to-end encrypted sync, tab grouping, a sidebar, and highly customizable configurator, a horizontal tab display mode, and in test mode, a built-in email client, RSS reader, and calendar. The Ubuntu release team is pleased to announce the beta release of the Ubuntu 25.10 desktop server, WSL, and cloud products. Ubuntu 25.10, codenamed Questing Quokka, continues Ubuntu's proud tradition of integrating the latest and greatest open source technologies into a high-quality, easy-to-use Linux distribution. The team has been hard at work through this cycle, introducing new features and fixing bugs. The beta release includes images from not only the Ubuntu desktop server, WSL, and cloud product, but also the Edubuntu, Kubuntu, Lubuntu, Ubuntu Budgie, Ubuntu Cinnamon, Ubuntu Chillin, Ubuntu Studio, Ubuntu Unity, and Xubuntu flavors. The beta images are known to be reasonably free of showstopper image build or installer bugs, while representing a very recent snapshot of 25.10 that should be representative of the features intended to ship with the final release, expected on October 9th, 2025. KDE Plasma 6.5 is to enter beta testing with the codebase frozen from making any functional changes. Only patches are accepted. KDE Plasma 6.5 is scheduled for release on October 21st. A series of patches developed by the Multikernel project have been submitted for discussion by Linux kernel developers. Multikernel, now open source, allows multiple independent instances of the Linux kernel to run on a single physical computer. These instances have direct access to hardware resources and can be used to run multiple isolated system environments. The project was created by Multikernel Technologies, a company founded and led by Con Wang, the maintainer of the traffic control subsystem in the Linux kernel. Multikernel is being promoted as a new isolation architecture, filling a gap between hypervisor-based virtualization and shared kernel container isolation. Unlike virtualization, multikernel does not require a hypervisor, simplifies the creation of isolated environments for running individual applications, and enables high performance without the overhead of virtualization. Unlike containers, multikernel provides a high level of isolation and allows each isolated environment to use a separate kernel. Performance using multikernel is estimated to be close to that of execution on dedicated hardware. This was achieved by eliminating the overhead inherent to virtualization, such as VM exit handlers, IO MMU translation, and hypervisor intervention in privileged operations. Dynamic resource allocation to running environments is supported, ensuring predictable performance. The Fury Labs project announced the start of production of the FLX1 smartphone, supplied with the Fury OS distribution. The distribution is built on Debian 13 and is equipped with the Phosh user shell. The device is available for pre-order for $550. To ensure privacy, the device is equipped with three switches that allow you to disable the camera, microphone, GPS, and baseband module at the circuit level. The firmware does not send telemetry or access to external servers. All data remains on the user's device and is not synchronized with the cloud. To make calls, an OFONO2MM stack and the GNOME Calls application are used. The main system has a Linux kernel made by MediaTek for the Android platform, as well as drivers for Android. The Linux environment is organized using system components from the Helium project and the libhybris layer, which allows you to use the Android drivers working in the user space. To install applications, the GNOME software application and its own open store catalog are used, which presents a selection of Linux programs as well as applications for Android and Ubuntu. The device supports the multi-boot and the ability to simultaneously perform multiple operating systems using KVM hypervisor-based virtualization. The project is available on GitHub under free licenses. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bartmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.